around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, we will get out of the gates fast here. Welcome back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, October 19th, 2024. Mary and I are back from Maui and the big Let's Go America tour there. Our G block next and J block at the end of this hour will feature Maui interviews. But first, we are going to begin with the latest installment of our popular National Communal Forum. So today represents week 240 for the NCF. It's all part of our way to deploy our national network in reverse fashion and engage the 590 plus weekly affiliates that air this show nationwide. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And bring you original real-time reports on an array of topics that, you know, you just won't hear elsewhere, or the national media, as we know, with all their agendas, they don't want to cover. So, Mary, what three affiliates are waiting for us today?
Well, connecting with us from their communities this morning, we have Andrew Langer, host with our affiliate AM 680 WCBM Radio in Baltimore. We have Al Cordemont, host with our local affiliate AM 970 and FM 104.9 KSYL Radio in Alexandria, Louisiana. And we have Dave Bourne, program director from our affiliate AM 1430 KYKN Radio in Oregon's capital city, Salem, and that's the Portland DMA.
Well, it's a nice mix. So hello, guys. Welcome aboard.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, great having all of you here with us. Andrew, you know, as you may have heard, we just ended last hour in Annapolis for our destination spotlight. So I'm going to start with you this hour, since you're only about a 30 to 40 minute drive or so north of that terrific area. You know, I think that can happen with Providence and Rhode Island, you know, being sandwiched between Boston and our home city of New York. Baltimore, you know, sometimes gets overlooked when folks think East Coast or Mid-Atlantic, with New York, Philly, and D.C. garnering so much attention. A visit to your Inner Harbor, a great place to spend time. Baltimore's got some great art museums. Fort McHenry, certainly, for all the historians in our audience, you know, is where Francis Scott Key wrote the words that became our national anthem. National Aquarium, we've spent time with there, is great. You know, and although, as I said last segment, I certainly enjoy the crab one in Maryland. The Sicilian may appreciate. You've got great Italian food there in Little Italy you can walk to from the Inner Harbor. So what do you enjoy? Tell us a little bit about Baltimore.
Well, listen, Baltimore's a great city. They call it Charm City. They call it Charm City for a reason. You know, people are very, very friendly, and they love having folks come and visit. Obviously, you know, it's too bad. If I'd been on a couple of weeks ago, you know, we just celebrated the 75th anniversary, and I want to say the 175th birthday of Edgar Allan Poe. We've got this really great Edgar Allan Poe museum here, and that's always fun. Folks love sort of, especially this time of the year, just embracing. Of course, that's who our Baltimore Ravens are named for. And then, you know, moving away from Poe, we've got the only outlet of Guinness on the North American continent. We've got a Guinness brewery now in Baltimore that folks can and should go check out.
Did not know that.
And on the it's a great. It was a big feather in the cap of the Ravens cap of Baltimore. And then, of course, as you're talking about crab, and this would move even outside of the city of Baltimore itself, you can't go wrong by doing a tour of the various hot spots to get Maryland crab cakes. I've got friends. I'm actually very much in the same way. I won't order crab cakes outside of the Maryland area because they're very specific. You know, they all use jumbo lump crab. They have very little filler. And so whether or not you're going to Fadley's, which the New York Times said is the greatest crab cake in the Western Hemisphere, to my own favorite G&M Seafood, which is actually outside of Baltimore at Linthicum, very near the airport. Listen, if you're flying through and you've got a couple of hours to kill at BWI and you're not afraid of sort of leaving the airport,
you got to go do the crab cake there.
Andrew,
we've got a place we like in a deli near Whitehall.
We do. That's a great report. Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to take us to Louisiana. So we have a hotel architect scheduled to join the show next Saturday, Al. He grew up in Louisiana. I'm going to find out where. But yeah, very interesting. But speaking of hotels, you have a very historic one in Alexandria, the Hotel Bentley. Robert and I really, that we have that on our list to visit. I love historic old hotels. I know it's been recently renovated. Hopefully it's still got some historic charm to it. So I'd love for you to talk maybe a little bit about the hotel, but also just to give us a snapshot of Alexandria, Louisiana.
Yeah, we have to get there.
We do. And what you enjoy about the city.
Yeah, thanks for having me. The Hotel Bentley is a wonderful place. as you mentioned, it's very historic. Probably the thing it's known for the most is that's the hotel that prior to World War II, the Louisiana maneuvers were held in preparation for D-Day, and generals like Eisenhower stayed in the Hotel Bentley and actually mapped out all the plans for D-Day there. So there is a little museum that they have in the hotel. It is a very charming place. They have a great restaurant right across the street, the Diamond Grill. They actually have a restaurant in the Bentley as well that's really great for brunch. So it's just a very nice place. If you're going to come to Alexandria, that's definitely the place to stay.
I love it.
Well, we're gonna make it a point.
Love hearing that about Alexandria, and as I said, you know, Mary and I, it's a place that we need to make it a point that we do that. So, Rudy, all right, now we're gonna go west, and Dave Bourne. I know Dave's been a part of this our network for a long time. You know, take it away, Rudy.
Well, Dave, I'm an East Coast guy, and I'm embarrassed to say that I don't know how old I was, but I finally figured out Salem is the capital of Oregon, not Portland. I'm sure people east of the Mississippi have that same misimpression I do. But I have to salute you and say great respect, because you're right in the middle of the Willamette Valley, the wine-growing region of Oregon, and I got to get there.
Oh, yeah. There are so many wineries. Breweries have popped up around here, too. And there's wine tasting tours that go on all the time. And the Willamette Winery is just down the road from Salem. It's South Salem there. And it just covers the hills right there. And there is a nice little amusement park that is very old. And it's been there forever. And my wife and I went there when it was 105 here a couple of years ago, just to cool off in the trees. And they almost shut down, and the name of the place is actually escaping me at the moment.
Well, you also have
the Enchanted Forest. Sorry.
Enchanted, okay. All right.
Well, I you had me. We have so many wineries, but it's also you also have a great outdoor. The appeal of the outdoors is huge there for hiking and biking and all kinds of things. But I'm coming for the Pinot Noir.
All right, so Rudy's okay. Coming for that, Dave, so you be prepared. All right, so, guys, we're going to ask you, we got about a minute and a half or so. You know, oftentimes we are asked, you know, we love your national podcast. And we're like, no, we don't do a podcast. It's a nationally syndicated show. But I'm going to ask you, you know, what's the number one thing you love about radio and your station that a podcast or other forms of media can't duplicate? Andrew, what do you say?
Well, listen, it's the live nature of it, and it's the interactivity. You know, that's the thing. They say when you listen to a podcast, it's the closest thing to being a ghost, because you can hear things that you want to comment on, and you can't do anything about it. That's like the great thing about radio. It's live.
Al, what say you?
No question. It's the callers that we get to our show. That's called Talkback. And when they call in, they kind of drive the topic a lot of times. You never know what you're going to get, but we love talking with our listeners.
And Dave, about that's 10 great. Seconds.
We get the live text while they're talking, and they can answer it right there. That's what we like about ours.
And the interaction, and just to be real, like we're being right now, I love it. And, again, national radio, local radio, folks. Again, it's why we need to make sure AM radio stays in all the cars out there, too. So, guys, thanks for being part of our show. Really appreciate that. Have a great weekend. Could not do this program without you. After this quick sponsors break, folks, what do you consider to be Hawaiian food? Well, we spent some time with Chef Kyle Kawakami. Last week when we stayed on Maui, and we're going to share some of that conversation with you next when we return.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
There's nothing more frustrating than when your earbuds won't work. So Raycon is making your everyday easier with their best-selling everyday earbuds. With 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, Raycon's everyday earbuds are now even more easy to use. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors, and the quality rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio. Right now, you'll get 20 to 50% off site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds, or even in some cases thousands, on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Our friends at Tax Network USA tell us if you owe back taxes, don't gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win. You need Tax Network USA on your side. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor. Even if you haven't filed in a few years, they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. Talk with one of their strategists for free. To do that, just call 800-780-8888 or visit tnausa.com/carry. You'll also find that info at armworldtravel.com.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better Nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
We absolutely are your place for all things travel and so much more. Thanks for being part of today's national broadcast, everyone. It is time for the Personal Connection that's sponsored by EmeraldCruises.com/carry.
Fall into savings and save up to $1,750 per suite on European River Cruises with 2-for-1 fares, plus get free airfare as well. Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River Cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means you're going to uncover rare sights, you're going to delight in regional wine and culinary tastings, and you're going to visit places of local and historical significance.
You can also explore the Caribbean with Emerald aboard their luxury yacht. Sailing with only 100 guests, all meals, airport transfers, drink packages, and more are included, as are excursions, Wi-Fi, plus port charges and gratuities. As a show fan, you'll get these 2-for-1 fares Mary just talked about, plus save $1,750 per suite on European River Cruises and get free airfare. This is a great deal. Go to emeraldcruises.com/carry to pick your trip or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Chef Kyle Kawakami was born and raised on Maui, and he's deeply connected to both Hawaiian cuisine as well as to introducing world cuisines to locals and travelers. Last week, as we stayed on the island for an extra week following our big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 the week prior, we did spend some time with Kyle and hear some of that conversation for today's Personal Connection.
Well, Chef Kyle, we appreciate you giving us a little bit of time today. I mean, I want to share with everybody listening right now around the country, you were born and raised in Kula on Maui, went to school here. Then it was on to the University of Hawaii at Manoa. It doesn't get any more local than that. So Kula is such an important agricultural area. Clearly, that had to influence, you know, your food journey along the way. So I want you to talk about those early days and how your passions, you know, for culinary grew.
You know, Kula is a very small community. It's we refer to it as the breadbasket of Maui. It started off as a farming community. A lot of local Japanese farmers took root there during the plantation or post-plantation era. And we see a lot of the local farms in that area because of the rich volcanic soil that's up there. I personally didn't, unlike some other chefs, grow up in a huge culinary family.
Okay.
I mean, we cooked, but not on a grand scale. But it's hard not to be influenced by everything around you. And so when I did get into culinary, it was an easy fallback to my roots being born and raised up in Kula and wanting to use those ingredients that I saw growing up. The Kula onions are very famous, ultra-sweet onions that are some of the sweetest in the world. And, you know, I think that's where my early influences of being raised in that community come from.
Kyle, I want to mention that you are quite the ambassador for the island. You were asked to participate in a video last year that was shown on Hawaiian Airlines. You most recently participated in a local tourism campaign for Maui. Since you're in our Personal Connection segment, what is it about Maui and your connection to your island home that you most want to share with our listeners across the USA?
You know, I think Maui as a namesake or a name place kind of carries itself. Everybody has probably heard or heard something about the island. But what I'd like your listeners to feel that is probably the most valuable part of our island is our people and the culture behind those people. It's not hard to find beautiful beaches and beautiful sunrises and sunsets and amazing food. But, you know, when you come to the island, if you can kind of dig a little deeper and really get to meet the local people that make this island their home and understand the culture that kind of ingrains, and it really is what makes the island special, is its people and its culture.
I agree. Our son said that, right, Robert? It's the people that they connected with the most. So I do want to give you an opportunity, since you are a chef, to talk about what you're doing here on Maui with Maui Fresh Streetery. That's your local business. I've heard you're a bit of a food truck trailblazer. For our listeners who don't know, if you know California, it's a big food truck scene. You're going to find, not on the same scale, but you're definitely going to find a food truck scene here on Maui. Talk about your model for Maui Fresh Streetery and what you're doing.
Sure. So Maui Fresh Streetery started, we're going on 11 years. Prior to running that, starting the food truck, I was an instructor at the community college in the culinary arts department for 10 years. And one of the classes that I would talk about was future trends, and we would fall upon that topic of future trends in the culinary world. And at that time, this was in 2000s to 2013 is when I left the college. Food trucks were huge in California, San Francisco, LA, but we didn't really see too much of the food truck scene here in Hawaii. Honolulu will start to get culinary trends from the West Coast first, so we'll start to see it kind of mingle into Oahu first. But Maui, really, when I started the food truck in 2013, I think I was one of four. So I was the fourth truck to open on island.
There are some good food truck locations. I think we've seen Kula, we've seen Kanapali. Yep. I've seen a number of areas.
Yeah, definitely. I think now that I think the count is upwards of 400 on island.
Really?
So, and I think I want to say probably the last of that original four. So maybe I'm the longest standing one here on the island.
So what exactly is your concept? What kind of food are you serving?
So the concept is a carryover from my days of teaching at the culinary school.
Okay.
And one of the challenges I faced while teaching was I taught a class called World Cuisines, and you had a certain amount of time frame with these students. You had 16 weeks with the students, and I had to try and get in as many different culinary cuisines within that time frame. And so we would change the cuisine every week. One week would be French, the next week would be Korean, the next week it would be Italian, the next week it would be California cuisine. And I thought, okay, I like the business model because I like challenging myself. I like being able to provide different flavors and different cuisines for different, you know. And it also fell into the model of being able to support the local farmers and the local fishermen, because if a farm is... farms kind of fluctuate, you know,
seasonal,
have a harvest of very seasonal.
Yeah,
you
right.
might have eggplant one month and then the eggplant harvest falls off and maybe it's kale or it's, something else. So I was able to, by implementing that model of changing the menu.
And I love you're bringing parts of the world again. You know, we always say travel food is such an important aspect, but by changing the menu as the food changes, you are able to replicate, you know, parts of the world foods here on Maui.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, by not only being able to support the local farmers on a monthly basis by changing the menu and folding in what they were growing and harvesting, but also kind of my direction was to really focus on, like, my primary clientele base was the local customer. So exposing them to cuisines that they normally wouldn't be exposed to, whether it be Indian or Russian or, you know, German cuisine, something that
which you're not going to associate with Hawaii.
Yeah, no, you don't normally associate with Hawaii. People are used to eating just plate lunches of two scoops rice.
Well, that's going to lead us to another question, and I realize we've got about 2 minutes on this, but when people think of Hawaiian food, they're probably going to conjure up thoughts of the Kalua pork or local fish or tropical flavors and so forth. What are some things that you say for folks that have been here or maybe they've never been here and they're thinking about after the broadcast we did 2 weeks ago and now with our conversation with you, what are some authentic things you think that they should try when they're here on Maui?
You know, authentic Hawaiian cuisine is, I think, guests should understand like the difference between Hawaiian cuisine versus a Hawaii or a local cuisine. Hawaiian cuisine is that of the foods of the native population prior to colonization here in Hawaii. So things like poi, which is the pounded taro, Kahlua pig or Kahlua pork, which is the oven roasted pulled pork. Lau laus, which are the steamed little bundles of fish and pork. Those are all very authentic food items that, you know, we see here on island. But that's not the only thing that you have. You have this blending of cultural flavors from all the different populations that, you know, migrated here during the plantation. And we see Korean and Japanese and French and Italian flavors all melding together. So, you know, the local getting out and trying some of those as well.
Well, your enthusiasm for sharing cuisines from all over the world, as well as mastering and sharing the Hawaiian cuisine, is evident. And we really enjoyed our time with you today, Chef Kyle. And Chef, where can folks find you here on the island?
So the best place to find us is following us on social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, because we are a food truck. We move around a lot. So whether it be at our fixed location, which is in Central Maui, or doing different festivals or events throughout the year, that's the best way.
And it's Maui Fresh Streetery.
Maui Fresh Streetery.
All right.
Well, thank
you. We appreciate you and all you're doing here on Maui. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Folks, if you want to connect with Chef Kyle yourself, you can do that on Facebook and Instagram at Maui Fresh Streetery. Streetery, by the way, is spelled like treat, S-T-R-E-A-T, because what he's cooking up is, all right? In about 10 minutes, Mary and I will answer listener emails. We'll then take you back to Maui one more time as we share an experience we had last week at the new Kealani Spa at the Waldorf Astoria Grand Wailea Resort. But next, top Halloween travel destinations is on tap. Three more segments to go on this October 19th, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
When it comes to protecting your home, it's always better to stop trouble before it starts. That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with Active Guard Outdoor Protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge artificial intelligence plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's agents to prevent crime before it happens. Just head to simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new Simply Safe system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still can't sleep, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. Well, clear out the cabinets and reset your health with CBD Distillery. CBD Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients, and with over 2 million customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CBD Distillery is the source to trust. Get 20% off today at CBDDistillery.com with code CARRY. That's CBDDistillery.com and code CARRY for 20% off. Or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by amac.us/carry. In just over 2 weeks, we Americans will head to the polls with critical issues at stake for our country. And a simple way for you to unite with others and fight against the policies that are harming our nation is by joining amac.us/carry. AMAC stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens. It's an organization of more than 2.1 million patriots committed to saving the country we love. And it costs just $1. Think about it. Today's inflationary times, it might be the best money you've ever spent. AMAC stands for the values of its members and fights every day to protect the individual liberties outlined in the Constitution. As a member, you'll enjoy more than 100 discounts with companies that share your values, including an array that will save you big time when you travel. Hotels, car rental companies, theme parks, shows, events, movies, restaurants, and many more places. You can receive a subscription as you will receive a subscription as well to the bi-monthly AMAC magazine. Your voice matters, and as a member, you can have a real impact. So go get your 1 year membership for just $1 at amac.us/carry, C-A-R-E-Y. Or you can find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, there are thousands of Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok accounts, including a couple by me, that feature pretty pictures of great places around the world. But on most social platforms, there's no room for real good hard advice on how to see those places. Not so with my next guest, who runs a very robust website that's really a blog on travel. He's an entrepreneur who sold his companies, and he and his wife have dedicated his life to travel and writing about it as a blog that's a website, so he can deliver solid information to destinations. The website is Fork, as in Spoon and Fork, Fork and Wander, W-A-N-D-E-R, forkandwander.com. His name is Tim Holohan. He joins us now. Tim, welcome to the show. I think we should begin briefly by you describing for our listeners the style in which you and your wife like to travel. I mean, there's, you know, there are campers, there are mountain climbers. Tell me how your, what particular field of interest your website addresses.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot. It's good to be here, Rudy. And I love talking about travel. So our style of travel is best summed up by telling you that we're as happy at a Christmas market in Vienna as we would be on a hiking trail in Utah or a secluded beach in the Caribbean. It's just about the experience, a great place to stay, great food. And that's what Fork and Wander is about. It's about sharing what we find, what we enjoy. It's a positive site. It's only about the things we really love to do.
But I know from reading your site that you aren't particularly fond of, for example, staying in hostels.
You got that. That is exactly true. I like a nice hotel. Once you get to a certain point, I think, in your travel life, and I'm in my late 50s right now, I want to stay somewhere that's as good or better than what I do at home. I don't want to camp or rough it too much.
Okay. But you did begin as a young boy. You said your father bought a sort of beat-up vintage camper, and you guys would go out on trips. In fact, you came home one day with the door flapping open, and you and your sister had to hide in the back seat because you were afraid neighbors would think you were poor people.
Well, we were the only people, I think, back then that had a vintage camper. So my dad found this, I don't even remember where, because I was probably about 6 or 7 years old. I just remember the trip to pick it up and driving that camper through the city of Pittsburgh back to the suburbs where we lived. And my mom and dad fixed that thing up, and we went off on a trip all across the country, which was a great experience. So my dad loved to travel, and that's where I get my love of travel from, I think. And so as a kid, I was so fortunate to, you know, travel all the way across the country and back. We would go to the beach for a month in a trailer. So I know camping, and I've done a lot of it, and now I'm ready to move on from that. But that's what gave me my love of travel is my dad.
Well, the camping and having the camper and traveling all over the country, I know you went to a lot of national parks and so on, and I notice your website is fairly heavy on those sort of destinations.
Yeah, I love to hike. I love to be outdoors. So, you know, I like city travel as well, but when I can get to a national park, I usually try to make at least 2 or 3 trips a year. My last trip, we actually visited 2, Bandelier and New Mexico last month, and then Great Sand Dunes National Park in southern Colorado, which were amazing experiences. I just find the national parks, they give you the best of everything. I mean, it's the best our country has to offer. There's a lot of outdoor space, and there's something to learn, and there's always an amazing view and experience.
And you just mentioned two that aren't as well known as many of the larger ones are, and that's one attribute to your website that I found, that their websites, national parks and parks that I don't know, and that was very helpful. What is your what's your strategy for finding good places to eat?
Well, I do a lot of research. I'm one of those rare people who loves to just, I can sit all evening and just go through restaurant reviews, read other blogs, because I think finding firsthand accounts on blogs is the best way to plan your travel. So that's sort of how I became a blogger, as I was reading other people's, and I thought, oh, I have something to contribute here. So, and then I get recommendations from friends who have been there, and sometimes it's just you see someplace and think, well, I'm going to go in and try that one, or you couldn't get into the place you really wanted to with a reservation. But I love food of all different types. So it can be a high-end restaurant. It can be a food truck. You know, you can find the most amazing food in places you might not think you'd see it.
Right, or street food in Bangkok. Tim Holohan is the founder of the site. It's called Fork, like knife and fork, Fork and Wander, W-A-N-D, forkandwander.com. It's a very clean, very organized, very sophisticated website. Tim, I encourage you to keep traveling and posting, and I thank you for taking your time to talk to us today.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Nice talking to you. We will be right back with more travel talk right after this break. As they used to say in radio and still do sometimes, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, everyone, as we move right along on this October 19th broadcast, Mary and I have decided to answer some of the travel questions that you've been sending in to us, and we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
Let's improve your life with top-quality products by making MyPillow.com/Carrie your place for savings. Another big-box store just canceled MyPillow, and instead of bowing to cancel culture, they're passing an incredible offer on to our listeners to make up the difference. Their standard MyPillow normally retails for $49.98, but to show the world they can't be canceled for a limited time, you're going to get one for $14.98. Queens are just $18.98. And Kings are $19.98. There is a limit of 10 pillows on this offer, but think about this. You're saving $30 to $50 and you're getting great pillows.
You absolutely are. It's a win-win. I mean, listen, every one of us could use a new pillow, right? Is there anything better than getting a great night's sleep on a pillow that you love? Made with patented adjustable fill that adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position, it's going to help keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long. Go to mypillow.com/carry today. You'll find the savings there, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right, Mary, we're going to dive right in here. Email number one is from Rachel, who listens to us in the Florida Keys, great area of the country. That's our local affiliates, FM 96.9, WKEZ, and FM 102.5 WPIK Radio. She wrote us a lengthy email, folks, about enjoying our Maui broadcast 2 weeks ago. Rachel, thank you for that. And as part of the message, she also asked, I had no idea there were so many towns with personalities on Maui. Living on Big Pine Key, I've not been to any part of Hawaii, but listening to your show today has intrigued me. Is Maui like what we have here in the Florida Keys. What's your favorite part of the island that you recommend visitors experience?
Rachel, I love your question because every time I go to Hawaii, I actually think about the Keys. I do think the Keys here on the mainland are the closest thing we have to the Hawaiian Islands. However, there are some significant differences. You're in the tropics in Hawaii. You're going to see different birds, wildlife, fruits, and tropical plants. You're going to have different scents and smells on the islands. Plumeria, tuberose, pua kinikini, that's the fragrant flower used to make leis. It's everywhere. It's intoxicating. The volcanic topography is unique. You have a range of beaches on Maui. And you're right, the historical towns of Makawa and Paia, two of my favorites.
Yeah, we love those.
They really do add, I think, to the whole experience. The history is interesting. Paia is an old sugarcane town where workers came from all over the world to work in the sugarcane industry. Robert, we love that town. It's now an artsy town filled with galleries and shops. But over the years visiting Maui, I've come to really enjoy upcountry. And it's more remote, it's more green, it's more lush with a little more rainfall. Haiku is a pretty town in upcountry. We love Kula. And Robert, we also like visiting the west side for the seaside.
Well, we were all over this trip.
Views.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
I should probably count up how many towns are on Maui at some point.
Oh
I guess I will.
It's but, more than I think people realize.
But there's at least 10 to a dozen communities that are worthy of your travel dollars. You're 100% right. Now listen, the Wailea area we enjoy the most, and that's on the south side. We just stayed in Kihei, though, at HGV's Maui Bay Villas. Very nice.
Loved
we were in a residential neighborhood. But you are right, Kaanapali and Kapalua, north of Lahaina, very popular. We did enjoy upcountry. We spent more time this year. Wailuku and Kahului, they're more of the city centers, if you will. You're going to find Walmart and Target and Chick-fil-A and gas stations and Costco and Home Depots and Planet Fitness. The airport is there, cruise port as well. So anyway, I would also say, listen, this is similar to what you're going to find in Cape Cod to a degree. All right, I do agree with the Keys. Even north of Seattle, up on Whidbey Island and Kameno, or to the west in Bainbridge or Maury Islands or Port Orchard, each community has its own uniqueness. So we say it's worth experiencing. We hope you'll go, Rachel. All right, email number two today is from Patrick. Listens to us in Denver. That's our local affiliate, AM 710 KNUS Radio. He says, I regularly fly between our regional offices, and my flight times usually are in the early morning or towards the end of the day in the evening hours, which means breakfast or dinner for me is plane fare. My company spreads my flights mostly between American, Delta, and United. That suppresses my loyalty levels for each airline. It means I have fewer upgrades, so I'm flying economy most of the time. Why can't the airlines serve a decent meal? Is it too hard to ask to have a hot meal? Is there any airline out there that serves a meal that you find good? Patrick, you are preaching to the choir.
Yes.
Every time we fly, Mary is disappointed in the food.
Hate it.
By the way, it doesn't matter what class of service you're flying. You know, nobody on the plane is feeling like they're getting a quality meal. By the way, airlines, the reality is that they know most flyers don't eat on planes because they're hungry. They eat because they're bored, because it helps pass time. So I can just say this. We just came back from Maui, you know. Didn't eat anything on the plane either way. I was not interested in that. Looked terrible on American. There are some international airlines that offer higher quality dining experiences for sure, but it doesn't look like, since you're flying regionally, that's going to make a difference. So Delta's probably the best domestically, but they just had a big issue in Detroit this week where the FDA shut them down.
They did. Listen, the quality in airline food with the American Airlines has been going downhill for years. This is not news to anyone who flies regularly. Robert, you're 100% right. It doesn't even matter what class you're in anymore.
Doesn't
it's
matter.
Not even worth paying for business if you want the food. Forget it. I don't need edible flowers in my salad. I don't need fancy foods with connections to top chefs. Just give me some decent food that's cooked well, less salt. I literally can't stand the food on the airlines anymore. I don't even eat it. Yeah. I barely eat it.
Neither one of us did.
No.
I agree with you.
So good question.
Preacher to the choir.
What can we do, Patrick?
Exactly.
Let's talk.
All right, we're going to need to leave it there for today. As up next, we're going to take you back to Maui for an experience we had at the Grand Wailea Resort's new spa last week that's now the largest spa and wellness center on all the Hawaiian Islands, and it's certainly a place for you to all go. Thanks, Rachel and Patrick, for today's emails. Folks, you can email us anytime, rmworldtravel.com/contact. This is RM World Travel. We're back in 180 seconds.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, today's show has touched on Maui in the A, B, G, and I blocks. Now for the J block, we're going to do it one more time, folks. This portion of the program is sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
2 weeks ago, you heard us broadcasting live from HGV's all-new Maui Bay Villas property. And yes, to those of you who've asked, it's absolutely a location I'm sure we'll visit again. With over 200 resorts across the USA and internationally as well, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations destinations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, wherever travel takes you next, you'll always feel at home at Hilton Grand Vacations. Go to HiltonGrandVacations.com for more info or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, Robert and I have stayed at the Waldorf Astoria Grand Wailea Resort on 5 separate visits to Maui. It's a great property. It's a one-of-a-kind destination. Their spa has always been excellent, but several years ago, they embarked on a major project to completely reimagine and create a one-of-a-kind spa and wellness center that you're not going to find elsewhere. The Kiolani Spa at Grand Wailea in Maui, and Kiolani means stargazer, by the way, is high-touch, high-tech, and authentically Hawaiian. After experiencing many aspects of this new 50,000-square-foot offering, including a cold plunge, we spent some time with their senior director, David Ehrlich, and here's some of our conversation with him.
David, I want to thank you very much for some of your time today. So here we are. Most of the listeners that we have when we do these live remotes around the country, they know that Mary's passionate about spas. I'm more of the golf or the outdoors person. But I'm glad that we both had the opportunity to experience the new spa that's here. We were here last year. It was not yet complete. A lot of excitement about the spa. So you have joined. I want you to tell everyone listening right now around the country a little bit about what this extra special part of Hawaii that you're offering, which is now the largest spa and wellness center in the state.
Absolutely. Kilolani, we're quite proud of. It's an amazing proper wellness destination. It is an outstanding spa located at an outstanding resort right here in the southern shores of Maui. One of my favorite places to be.
It's a beautiful property. It's a beautiful resort. Beautiful location.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
So we are talking about the Kiolani Spa, but we're also talking about a health and wellness destination, which we had firsthand experience with today. My joints feel good. The hydrotherapy water is absolutely beautiful. And I love that you combine the outdoors. You know, we're walking around, guests we're visiting and enjoying the waters, and we see the blue sky and the palm trees. The combination of elements, as well as the Hawaiian influences, are really special here. Talk a little bit more about the Hawaiian cultural influences.
The cultural influences are integrated all the way through the experience. It permeates our menu, our interior design, everything from the arrival experience, or even the name Kilolani is Hawaiian stargazer. It translates perfectly into celestial viewing, and we navigate our menu, we navigate our services, everything based on the moon cycle of Hawaii and a 10-day Anahulu, and it's permeates all the way through.
That alone makes this place incredibly unique. I've never experienced anything like that. And you're talking about, when you say you follow the Hawaiian lunar calendar, you're talking about the oils that are used, the treatments that are provided. It changes. It's a constantly moving element.
Absolutely. Much like the stars in the heavens, every 10 days, the Hawaiian lunar calendar rotates, and we are on what's called, it's a different Anahulu, and we rotate our menu and offerings by moon phase that we're in, and it's an amazing experience. We're honored to be able to do it, and it's culturally appropriate and specific to this environment.
You know, Mary and I had a chance to go through the Halo infrared sauna, and that was a unique experience. Mary's never experienced that. I have not. So we did that together. I want you to talk a little bit about that, because as Mary said to me when we were in there, she said, Robert, this is uncommon that you're going to find in many spas and other places of the world.
Absolutely. Infrared therapy, partnered with Halo therapy, proper micronized Himalayan salt, amazingly healthy for you, great for upper respiratory challenges, allergy sufferers, even long COVID. There's a lot of science on all of the support with Halo therapy, and to be able to have it properly integrated into infrared as outstanding technology we have, and we're very honored to bring it to the market here.
And then, of course, back to the hydrotherapy gardens, because they really, truly were amazing. You've got everything, all the types of possible saunas people could imagine, but just talk a little bit about the pools themselves and the contrast therapy.
Absolutely. Contrast bathing was very important to us. Proper wellness attributes with it, being able to rotate hot and cold. We put a lot of energy into designing the facility to make it state-of-the-art and to honor and respect that traditional Roman heritage of hydrothermal and geothermal access, to be able to mimic some of that in the heat and the cooling rotation. Having cascading waterfall of sort, and having cold plunges and cold wrenches, traditional Swiss jet compartmented with steam, sauna, all of it. Amazing.
Well, I joked, it only confirmed for me. I know I love, my body loves warmth over cold, but it was a real contrast, no question about it. Anything you want to talk about, though, from the massage side of things? Maybe a signature massage or something for people listening, whether couples, individuals, anything there you want to add?
We have Lomi Lomi is our signature, obviously. It's our primary modality of massage. We've put many hours of training and time with culturally appropriate experts within the state and here on the island, on Maui, to train our team. We have several signature rituals that integrate many Hawaiian agricultural components into them, and a lot with the local farmers that we work with, and they're integrated into our services.
Well, it's a special place. David, thank you so much today for everything, and thanks for all the good work you're doing here. It's quite a destination.
Thank you very much for your time.
Folks, as the non-spa person in this travel duo, I can honestly say this place is impressive. From the rituals, locally sourced products, innovative technologies, and therapies, you'll find more information to plan your own visit at spa.grandwaylea.com. That's it for today. Until we're back next Saturday, October 26th, before we leave immediately after the show for Rome, Italy, and begin the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 with Seabourn. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy, to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. Thanks to all of you out there as well who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.